Shalom leYehudim, shalom leBnei Noach, shalom leGoyim. It's the evening of the fourth day, Yodalas Batamuz Tavshinayin Hey, Parashas Balak, the evening of the third day, Tuesday, 30 June 2015, webcasting from the last legitimate country on earth where Jew killing is legal. For example, yesterday morning at the tomb of Rachel, on the approach to Bethlehem, which is associated with the Jewish idea of a Messiah, a homicidal Hamite, a wild ass of a female jackass, plunged a knife into a Semitic policewoman's neck. Maybe you've noticed the repeating acts of this nature, how the Arabs love to ambush, attack from the rear, with no warning, in a civilian setting, not on a battlefield, to plunge a dagger into a victim's neck. This is what happened yesterday, grievously wounding the 20-year-old Israeli girl, who was snatched from the jaws of death by the speedy arrival of Magen David medics. They found her conscious, but in great pain. They staunched the bleeding, applied bandages, inserted an IV, and raced her off in their ambulance to the hospital. The Arabian she-devil, also 20 years old, who wielded that dagger, ironically bears the last name Musa, the Arabic mangling of Moshe, whom these thieves, with all their hearts, believe was a Muslim, as the Arabs also teach them to think that Jesus was a Palestinian, really the first Palestinian martyr slain by the evil Jews. Jesus was a Palestinian, they say, and the world community, led by the morons of the Jewish left, think it's possible for Israel to enter into a cooperative, mutually respectful, friendly relationship with these people by retreating back to the 1949 ceasefire line and handing these hills over to this young woman's associates. The Jewish idea in the brain messes up one's vision. These homicidal Arab maniacs see agents of the devil in us, and it also messes up the minds of Jewish anti-Jews like Rabin, Peres, Balin, and the like, the Oslo cultists. It's as if they are blind in one eye. They see another people, the Arab people here, as fellow nationalists, just like their own Zionist grandparents who want a little state just like them, while the other eye in such people is blind, the one that senses, investigates the religious life of someone else. Because Rabin, Peres, Balin, and company are dead to the Jewish religion, they are blind to the satanic fires of hatred that burn in the Arab Muslim breast. That Arab murderess wielding that dagger, who was grabbed after a brief chase, told her captives, "I wanted to kill a Jew." Not an Israeli, a Jew. So that was in Bethlehem, tomb of Rachel, south of Jerusalem, yesterday morning, about 11. Then about 12 hours later, north of the holy city, in the tribal land of Benjamin, Mother Rachel's second son, four more Israelites, also 20 years old, male athletes, coming home late at night from a game, were cruising along near the settlement of Shvut Rachel, that means the return of Rachel, and they were fired upon from another vehicle. All four were hit in the upper body. Three remain in the hospital this evening with their wounds. The fourth, Malachi Moshe Rosenfeld, expired of his wounds today. This was like the sixth attempted murder strike by these savages in the last 10 days of Ramadan, which our experts tell us today is a good time for murdering non-Muslims, ergo last Friday's festival of death in Kuwait and in Tunisia, France. Ramadan is a good time for murdering non-believers. Ramadan in history, Muslims say, has been associated with some great victories of Islam over infidels, who, like the left in the West, are totalitarian in their intolerance of those who do not think like them. The expression politically incorrect, let us remember, came out of crusading communism. In the Soviet Union, generations of school children were taught that their system was a scientific socialist system, like math is scientific, and those who were not communists were politically incorrect, wrong, like saying 2 and 2 is 5. Their political views are incorrect. Hence, when the communists conquered South Vietnam, those who opposed their system were sent to re-education camps to be taught to think correctly in matters of politics. Ramadan, our experts say, or said today, is associated with these famous victories and as a special time, a holy time, for murdering enemies. And I ask, what other religion glorifies on a holy day, or in a holy week, or a holy month, going out and murdering people at random, not for anything they personally have done, but the thoughts in their minds? It is, I believe, Islamic doctrine that everyone in the world really knows deep down that Islam is the correct religion, as an Egyptian doctor once preached to me, and so it's only their stubbornness that accounts for infidels not admitting to the truth that they know somewhere in their beings. The Jews, for example, had to pay the jizya tax for 14 centuries to the Muslim rulers for the right to stubbornly continue to practice their religion and not convert to Islam. Jizya was punishment for their stubbornness. And that very same behavior you can find on the internet these days, only it's the Christians in Syria and Iraq who must pay their ISIS conquerors for the right to remain Christians. In fact, just yesterday, J-Post hard copy on the front page reported on flyers in Arabic distributed in the Arab areas of Jerusalem by those who identify with ISIS, threatening the Christians among them with being butchered if they do not flee the city before the end of Ramadan. Speaking of the communists in the Far East, a week ago, Israel National News reported that in China, the government there has, fasten your seatbelts, banned Ramadan. For some years now, the Islamic revival has stirred up the Uyghur people in China's far west. I think like a fifth of China is their homeland, these Turkic people. Just like the Soviet Union, which was officially atheist, and the school kids were taught atheism, so the communist Chinese do not look favorably on religion. For them, Tibetan Buddhism must be eradicated, and Islam no less. And I confess that in the case of Islam, their prohibition on observing Ramadan makes me jealous. If only Israel could do that here. Ban Islam. Memory.org posted a TV clip of an Egyptian cleric at Al-Azhar, I guess the other day. That's the pinnacle of Islamic scholarship. One Muhammad Zaki preaching that Ramadan is the month of jihad, not of sleep. He also said, quote, "The Muslims have never started a war. They have never initiated an attack against peaceful people. They are always the ones who are attacked. Can fending off aggression be considered terrorism? The others are always the ones who initiate the fighting," close quote. This is why Hamas is an acronym for Islamic Resistance Movement. And in fact, Hezbollah likewise defines itself as resisting Israeli aggression. The very existence of Israel is an act of aggression. The PLO terror cults as well call their fighters the resistance. This is why I insist that the Arabs are not Semites, but Hamites, descended from Ham, Noah's problem child, who seems to have been infected with Hamas. That's the Hebrew word in the Bible. The unbridled violence characteristic of mankind before the flood, which was the reason for the flood. The word Hamas appears in the text, a mere few words away from the name of Ham. And I say it's no coincidence that for Jews the word Hamas is the worst sin man commits, conscienceless, guiltless aggression against others. But for the Arabs it is the highest virtue. It's the passion. From the word ham, meaning hot, as in hot-headed and hot-blooded, that ignites in the Muslims a fire to kill, to murder, to want to, as that Hamitic female yesterday at Mother Rachel's tomb said, I want to kill a Jew. And sometimes even die in the process, as a shaheed, a martyr, which makes the slaughter of the infidel even sweeter. And I ask again, what other religion celebrates a holy time with massacres? Foregoing was inspired by the commentary of the great 19th century German rabbi Shimshon, that's Samson, Raphael Hirsch. I encourage all to read what he had to say about Ham and about Ishmael and his mother Hagar. His commentary was published in 1867, but like all classics, it is timeless. Like the Torah Misinai that he was commenting on is timeless.
יברכך השם וישמרך, יאר השם פניו אליך ויחונקה, יישא יישא השם פניו אליך וישם לך שלום. אחת שאלתי מאת השם ואפול על פניי, אל תסתר פניך ממני ביום אקרא ענני. אמר השם עתי אוזנך אליי, התנערי מאף עקומי אורי, כבוד השם עלייך זרח, ברגע קטון עזבתיך, וברחמים גדולים אקבצך. יברכך השם וישמרך, יאר השם פניו אליך ויחונך, יישא השם פניו אליך וישם לך שלום. יברכך השם וישמרך, יאר השם פניו אליך ויחונך, יישא השם פניו אליך וישם לך שלום. ותבוא בי הרוח ותעמידני על רגליי, ואשמע את כל השם מדבר.
Well, the good news since last webcast on Sunday was the ludicrous denouement of that flotilla of anti-Semites deluding themselves that they care about the Ancient Ones when it's not compassion that moves them, but Jew hatred. This time the 50 haters aboard bore no weapons and offered no resistance, and the smaller boats following the main one turned tail and sailed back when they came upon the IDF boarding the main boat, some say 80 miles from our coast, and brought it to shore in Ashdod peacefully. This latest attempt at Jew baiting flopped big time because I think the world's attention was focused since last Friday on the virtually simultaneous religious massacres in Tunisia and Kuwait, and possibly France. The media reported the flight of 20,000 British tourists from Tunisia, all there on their holiday, and one supposes thousands more German tourists as well. I think those two peoples are the country's principal customers for tourism. I watched on Sky TV the minute of silence in the House of Commons in London, all the MPs standing in silence, and then the speech by Prime Minister David Cameron. Seems to be a decent fellow, but I am afraid that either he still doesn't get it, or because he gets it, he is afraid to speak the truth for where that could lead to. The truth is not as he insisted, you know, almost like Barack Obama. He sees those massacre freaks as some kind of aberration, not representatives of Islam. On the BBC's The Morning Show, he said, quote, I wish the BBC would stop calling it Islamic State, because it's not an Islamic State. What it is an appalling, barbarous regime. It is a perversion of the religion of Islam, and many Muslims listening to this program will recoil every time they hear the words Islamic State. He said he preferred the name ISIL, meaning Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, which is a better term, he said. Oh, dear. Dear me, this is twice nonsense. First of all, ISIS is not a perversion. Surely he knows MI5 must report to him on the violent sermons in the mosques in the UK. And MI6 might refer him to that video of a preacher at Al-Azhar blessing massacres in Ramadan time. Al-Azhar is the Oxbridge of the Islamic world. Cameron would benefit from imagining some C of E cleric living in either Oxford or Cambridge, calling for another crusade in the footsteps of King Richard Lionheart to vanquish the Saracen barbarians. How would that go over? Secondly, changing from ISIS to ISIL, though I don't think he mentioned that this is Obama's preferred name, is not going to change anything in the slightest. Islam is represented by these murderers. It's not an aberration what they do. Just watch Muhammad Zaki on that memory.org video. Watch the Islamic provocateur in London, Anjem Chowdhury, who was born in the UK of Pakistani stock, who lived a secular life, I think, to past university, and then he flipped out one day, became an ardent Muslim, and he became this aggressive, threatening barbarian working toward the day England converts. And this character has been a frequent guest on Hannity on Fox TV. As to the actual steps the West must take to combat today's Islamic savagery, I think the first step is intellectual. Cameron is suggesting something like that, only one must rethink Islam and rid oneself of the politically correct, very nice actually, notion that all religions are of equal worth and must be respected. For sure, Western societies can tolerate, accommodate, live with mutual respect and tolerance with Judaism, assuming Christianity is the dominant one, and Buddhism, and India's Hinduism, and India's Jainism, and Japanese Shinto, and Native American religions all can get along, but not Islam. I say sooner rather than later, and the West has to face the truth that Islam is very different. It must be outlawed, and could be because it is polygamous. Al Capone was convicted in court not for his murder and illegal bootlegging, but tax evasion, so Islam should be outlawed for its polygamy, as the Mormons were once outlawed. I realize that by outlawing Islam, a liberal democracy could find itself in the same class with the commies in China who outlaw Ramadan, the number one religious holiday Islam, but I'm afraid that can't be helped. And perhaps Israel can lead the way by shutting down the PATV station that was given to them by St. Simon of Oslo, which for more than 20 years now broadcast anti-Semitic poison on a par with what's preached at Al-Azhar and what's preached on Qatar's Al Jazeera in Arabic, as opposed to their much more low-key version in English. Palestinian Media Watch has an archive of anti-Semitic videos on PATV and no less articles in the official newspaper of the PA, Al-Hayat Al-Jadida, whose propaganda is on a par with anything the Nazis produced. Just the other day, Jabril Rajoub, you know, who did 5 years in Israeli prison for terrorist crimes, who during the height of the Oslo delirium was the beloved pet of Israeli dolts like Fuad Ben-Eliezer, who saw in him a partner for peace. You know, that's the guy who just tried to get Israel kicked out of the FIFA, the International Soccer League. He said on PATV in response to critics, quote, "Brothers, am I preventing you from slaughtering a settlement? No one is stopping anyone. This is a call to mass murder, to massacre, and that Israel does nothing about it and has tolerated for 20 years this poison on a television station Israel gave to the PLO free. It's just pathetic." If memory serves, right off the bat in the mid-90s, the PATV and newspapers and magazines were writing and broadcasting this anti-Semitic garbage, with the Oslo cultists dismissing it as a sop to the masses not to be taken seriously. Someday official Israel and the liberal democratic governments around the world will allow themselves to see the truth that Islam is not something one can accommodate to. It should be disallowed in all liberal democracies, and the sooner the better.
You're listening to www.deprogramprogram.com, broadcasting from the hills of Judea. I'm Shai Ben-Tekoa.
Yeah, Israel and other free peoples must stop deluding themselves about Islam. And Israel in particular, come to recognize that the aggression against us has nothing to do with justice for the victims of us Zionists and everything to do with timeless Jew hatred. Take, for example, the latest UNHRC report authored by that McGowan woman. As I suggested before this evening, the very idea of Jews scrambles people's brains. Yesterday in Geneva, she presented her report on last summer's missile exchanges and declared that international law is equally applicable to both Israel and the Palestinian armed groups, close quote. Once again, the anti-Jew spirit messes up one's vision. McGowan used Palestinian armed groups when everyone knows that the groups firing rockets at us are anti-nationalist Muslim groups. They fire rockets at us not because they are Palestinians who want a Palestinian state, but Muslims who want a global caliphate and the death of Israel, God forbid. Worse, this former New York State Supreme Court justice says international law is equally applicable to Israel and these armed groups, which is as wacky as the U.S. Supreme Court denying the plain sense of language in order to sustain Obamacare last week. International law distinguishes between states and non-state actors who are not equal under law. International law requires that in war between states, for example, soldiers on both sides wear uniforms to identify themselves. The Geneva Conventions likewise do not tolerate combatants hiding behind civilians as they fire at their enemies. Hamas has been registered in various countries as a terrorist organization. That is a criminal outlaw outfit, but McGowan sees equivalence between these criminals and our soldiers in uniform. Every missile fired last summer, like at us, like all projectiles fired out of Gaza into Jewish communities over the years, has been an attempt at murdering Israelis at random, everyone, versus every Israeli bullet and bomb, which targeted some Muslim terrorist who fired these rockets in order to suppress this rocket fire. And McGowan sees equivalence between us and them, these Hamas freaks who entered the stage of history as suicide bombers, just like the maniacs on 9/11. This is the face of anti-Semitism in our time. Anti-Semites have their brains scrambled. In generations past, Jew haters, though, were open about their hatred and desires. Today, they masquerade as lovers of the victims of Zionism who need relief supplies in Gaza. On that boat that Israel boarded and brought in, there were no relief supplies. They're not needed. Every day, Israel administers the entry into Gaza of 800 semi-trailers, bringing anything and everything. I happen to think this is a huge mistake, that Israel does this. It's a form of corruption on Israel's part, but at least the truth remains that the contrary to the anti-Jews on that boat, there is no need for relief supplies, as if the Arabs in the Strip were starving to death. Israel and the West have to wake up to the reality of Islam and basically go to war against it. And Israel has to come to grips with the truth that our neighbors, the Arabs and the Iranians and the Turks, are at least as crazy in their heads about Jews as any demented goy nation in history, including the German Nazis.
חמים מלא כבודו טובים מאוד שמרא אלוקנו יצרם בדעת בבינה ובהשכל כוח וגבורה נתן בהם להיות מושלים בקרב תבל מלאים זיו ומפיקים בצטם וססים בבואם עושים בימה רצון קונם פר וכבוד נותנים לשמור צהלה מרינה אחר מלכותו קרא לשמש ויזרח אור ראה ויתקין צורת הלבנה שבח נותנים לו כל צבא מרום תפארת וגדולה שרפים וחיות ואופני הקודש שבח נותנים לו כל צבא מרום תפארת וגדולה שרפים וחיות ואופני
Okay, that's it for this evening, and as I'm sure you've heard, I have a wicked cold and hope it's gone by Thursday. Until then, Laila Tov, Shabbat Shalom, Me'eretz Yisrael.